Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands and MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
First ever bonus edition, breaking news edition of WFAN Daily with Sal Licata. And it's not good news for the Mets or the Yankees with Yoshinobu Yamamoto finally making a damn decision, signing with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, we'll do plenty of this, of course, throughout the course of the day on the Fan, Boomer and Geo, BT and myself, Evan and Tiki. I think Lugie's actually in for them. Whoever, who cares? Yamamoto is not coming to New York, and I'm pissed off. But what I will tell you is this. While it seems like the Mets will come away worse from this thing, that is not the case. This makes the Yankees look awful. The Mets offered the most money, like I said that they would, like most people thought that they would. They still didn't get him because clearly Yamamoto never wanted to be a Met. Guess what, though? He did want to be a Yankee. The Yankees didn't pony up. How could you see it at the end of the day where the Mets offer $325 million? He goes back to the Dodgers. The Dodgers match it. He, I'm assuming, would have at least had a decision to make between the Yankees and Dodgers had the Yankees upped their offer. Did the Yankees want him or not? For me, this is more indicative of where the Yankees are at than it is the Mets. The Yankees didn't offer the most money, didn't even match the most money for a player that they reportedly wanted to go get. So are you in or are you out? And just like I predicted, the Yankees were in, but at their price. And while $300 million is nothing to scoff at, they thought they were going to land Yamamoto because of the power of the pinstripes. So they didn't have to go to 325. Well, guess what? They were wrong. And the Yankees have not spent a cent in free agency. They made a great trade getting Juan Soto, who's a rental. And they better be careful because guess what? King Cohen will offer more money for Soto if, in fact, he does become a free agent. But that's a story for another day. The Yankees here lose out on a guy that they wanted, that they thought they were going to get. Matter of fact, I was actually relieved instead of upset from a Mets perspective, when I found out Yamamoto was signing with the Dodgers because all signs were pointing toward Yamamoto signing with the Yankees. They thought they had him. They've been cocky. They've been arrogant. They thought they had this guy for weeks. They thought they lured him in. They thought he wanted to be a Yankee because he did have two teams. It's been well known and reported for months. He prefers the history of the great Yankee franchise along with the Dodgers. By the way, what history do the Dodgers have exactly? Am I missing something? I mean, are we going back to when the Dodgers actually played in New York? What have the Dodgers done in Los Angeles? Yeah, they make the playoffs every year. They choke every year. They stink. They've won one World Series since 1988. Think about that. 2 years, obviously. After the Mets did it in 86, they've won one World Series since then, and that was during a pandemic year. It doesn't even count. History my ass with the Dodgers. History. Can't wait till they choke again. Otani, Yamamoto, all of them. They're choke artists. Dave Roberts leads the way. They never win. And usually this type of recipe doesn't work. Anyway, that's aside. We're getting sidetracked here. Stick to the matter at hand. Yamamoto, who the Yankees wanted. This is the Yankees we're talking about. The New York Yankees. The big, bad, high and mighty, big spending, big talking New York Yankees. and they stopped at 300, like, I would be embarrassed if I'm a Yankee fan. Seeing the reports come out as they did, Yamamoto signing with the Dodgers. Mets had the highest bid, Dodgers match. Mets and Dodgers at 325. The Yankees underneath that. How is that possible? The Yankees underneath the Mets. That is why I call him King Cohen. He may have lost this battle to the Dodgers. He will eventually win the war. And the reason why he was nicknamed the King is because of the New York battle. The Yankees haven't been acting like the Yankees, like the evil empire. They got outbid by two teams. And the bigger issue is that they didn't get him because they had a chance to get him. The Mets, sadly, never did. It is what it is. It's not going to be like that with every free agent because most guys are going to take the most money. And if Steve Cohen wants you, he'll offer the most money. As he did with Scherzer and Verlander, he'll do that with others. In this particular case, you had two players that he would have been in on. Both guys didn't want New York, or at least Ohtani didn't want New York, and Yamamoto didn't want the Mets. He wanted to use the Mets, and he did. He got that price up. Good for him. But he would have, now I don't know him, I'm just going based on reports, he would have gone to the Yankees. But they didn't pony up.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mets couldn't get him. They could offer him $350. It wouldn't have mattered. He never wanted to be here with the Mets. He would have come to the Yankees. But they went at their line like they've done far too often. Whether it is trading for somebody. Nope, we want this player, but we're not giving up so-and-so. This is our line in the sand. Whether it is in free agency. Yeah, we'll take you, but at this price. What happened to Cashman went to see his no-hitter? He wants to be a Yankee. He wants to play for the Pinstripes. The history. The great, almighty Yankee franchise. What happened? He chose the Dodgers. He chose the Dodgers and their illustrious history. Or was it the more money that the Yankees wouldn't pony up? Obviously, it's frustrating for both fan bases, for the Mets and Yankees. And this is a player the Mets needed more anyway. The Mets needed Yamamoto more because they don't have an ace. The Yankees do. Yankees can build out the rotation. Now they got to go out there and get some guys still, but they can still build out the rotation without Yamamoto. But they talked a big game. That's where it hurts. On the field hurts the Mets more. Off the field, the Mets walk away head held high. Hey, we did all we could do. Steve Cohen went to Japan at dinner. They wooed him there, had him at his house. He knew, deep down, he knew that the odds were against him. But he still went all in. Did everything you could possibly ask him to do. That's what he did. Even though he knew it was likely it wasn't going to land him. Above and beyond. Meanwhile, the Yankees, who actually had a shot, thought that they were going to be able to woo him, handing him a number 18 jersey. Yeah, that's what he wants. Forget the $25 million. Give him a freaking jersey from the team store. Jersey, if you want it, number 18. We saved it for you. I mean, come on. The Mets walk away with their head held high. Chest out. All right, he turned us down. We'll see what happens in the next 3 to 5 years. We did all we could do. He wanted to be a Dodger. The Yankees walk away looking like a lesser organization than they should have, where they got outbid by the little brother in town, They got outbid by the team that now acts like they used to act, the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are just bringing in stars left and right. They got outbid by them, and he didn't care enough about the power of the pinstripe to turn down that extra $25 million. What if the Yankees did what the Mets did, had the initial high offer, or even didn't have to do that? What if the Yankees said, you know what, we'll match at $325? Why couldn't they be in the same ballpark as the Dodgers or Mets? This is the New York Yankees. It sucks that for our purposes in New York, no blood drawn. It was really Mets versus Yankees here for this. And he chose a different team. He chose, Yamamoto did, chose the Dodgers. But if you take that part of it out and see what was left in the Mets versus Yankees battle, I think it has to favor the Mets. They walk away looking like they did everything they can to get the player. He just didn't want him. Yankees actually had a legit chance. And they proved they either didn't want him bad enough or they were reluctant to part what it would have taken to get him. And their fans thought they had him. Met fans were hopeful. Yankee fans were cocky. Yankee fans were arrogant. Yankee fans felt like he was theirs. Especially, I think that was leading up to decision day, but especially as we got closer, it really felt like the Yankees were happy with where they stood. They felt good about their chances. Well, turns out they were wrong again. And not only were they wrong again, when the final numbers were shown, the New York Yankees weren't second. They weren't first. They were third. Third on the list of bids. By the way, maybe even worse, Giants might have offered more. They had no chance, but they probably would have offered more than $300 that the Yankees did. What are the New York Yankees doing? Plenty more of this all day long on The Fan. Ooh, baby, BT, I'm coming for your ass at 10 a.m. Neither of us got them, but you came away, if you're a Yankee fan and the Yankees organization, looking worse than the Mets did. We'll see you later.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.